You know who the big losers out of this ponytail shambles are? The cafe owners. They are the victims in an agenda-driven circus which has unfolded, as these things always do when you involve the angry undergrounders on social media. To quote the waitress concerned today, "I felt New Zealand should know." What a puffed-up, self-involved pile of political bollocks. She had a problem at work. The owners were the people to consult, not a blogger. The owners, one of whom I have run into a couple of times, given we frequent a number of their cafes, are good, hard-working people who, in their own way, have revolutionised the food scene with an outstanding series of outlets throughout Auckland. They deserve none of this. Yes, what Key did was bizarre, but it never warranted this. This is what it is, because, as always, there is more at play than the singular incident. Even if the waitress concerned wandered into this naively, she wandered into a snake's pit frequented by those driven by political self-interest and nothing more. And if it wasn't naive, which makes it worse, and she was looking to hang the Prime Minister out to dry, her selfishness caused needless upset and attention to a couple who have done nothing but go about their business.